Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When you get to Asheville, send me an email. Tell me how you're doing, how it's treating you.
Did you find a This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Musical collaborations are kind of like jigsaw puzzles. Put the two wrong pieces together and things get a little confusing for everyone. But put the two right pieces together and a whole new picture can emerge. Luckily, it's the latter that seems to have happened when the comedian, actor, composer, and banjo player Steve Martin began to collaborate with singer and songwriter Edie Brickell. The two have teamed up on a brand new album called Love Has Come For You. And they're here with us in the studio today, along with the members of the Steep Canyon Rangers, to play some of it for us. Here they are with the title track off of the new album, Love Has Come For You.
Here we go. We're very happy to be here with Edie Brickell and the Steep Canyon Rangers.
She had a child by that man from the bank. He was married with a son. All of her family said, give that child away. Try to erase what you done. But when she held that sweet boy in her arms, none of their words meant a thing. And when she held that sweet boy in her arms, she heard the quiet angels sing.
That is the title track from the new album by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell called Love Has Come For You. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Edie singing, Steve playing, and the Steep Canyon Rangers. Steve, thanks for bringing the boys back into our studio today.
Oh, they're hard to wrangle, but especially when they get to New York City, you know, they've never seen the big city before.
Well, they have.
They're from North Carolina.
They have
and we
seen.
We met in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They have seen the inside of our Green Space studio downstairs.
Yes,
memorable
we had a
performance.
Great
time there. That really was a lot of fun. Woody Platt on guitar and vocals, Mike Ugino on mandolin and vocals, Graham Sharp banjo and vocals, Nikki Sanders fiddle and yes, vocals, Charles Humphrey III bass and more vocals, Mike Ashworth playing percussion there, but keyboards as well. And Soundcheck listeners, if you have a question for Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, let us know right away. We're on Facebook and Twitter, at Soundcheck.
Your wow, question. I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, yes, we are.
How modern.
We are totally wired.
Wow.
We have made our way into the late 20th century.
Yeah.
How did this, first of all, love has come for you. Edie, that's an interesting kind of turn of phrase, you know, that love has done the sort of the picking. You know, mm-hmm. sort of a different approach to a kind of classic love song. Was that inspired by a turn of musical phrase as well?
Yeah. The minute I heard Steve's part, I mean, this song just flowed out the first time that I heard his music. The idea of it did. The very first line, "She had a child by that man from the bank." And then I just channeled what the story would be as the images rolled in. And "Love Has Come For You," it just felt like this baby is a gift to you. It's not a shame.
Mm-hmm. So it's a story that kind of has roots maybe in, you know, we think of lots of folk songs about, you know, babies that are given away or found or whatever, but there's also a kind of modern kind of sensibility or a timeless kind of quality to these songs.
I imagine it's timeless because people are still having babies
yeah.
and they find themselves in these kind of quandaries and, you know, and with people having lots of opinions about what happens in your life or your
mm-hmm.
family's life, and love can overcome opinions.
So the album is called Love Has Come For You. It is out tomorrow, Steve Martin, Edie Brickell. Steve, you and Edie both have done lyrics and music, but it seems like there's more of a division of labor on
Absolutely.
This record.
Absolutely. I was just struck. I'm so glad you asked that question because I too was struck by the phrase "Love Has Come For You" because it's a double entendre too. It's come for your happiness and it's also come to take you.
Yeah.
I thought it was such an eloquent, elegant phrase, and so many times I was surprised as the lyrics came back. Even songs we're doing today, like "Siamese Cat," when I saw the title, I thought, now that is an unusual title for a song. And I continue to be struck by the lyrics that she wrote. They're just unusual, and they continue to give as I listen to the record.
So do you have some kind of vague idea in mind as you're playing? I mean,
nothing. I write the songs as songs. And send them off and see what comes back. And as they kept coming back completely fulfilling, I thought, well, I'm going to push her harder. and that's when we got into some of the couple of tunes I would consider kind of jazzy, not really. We don't really leave the area of the banjo. But she always rose to the occasion.
Yeah. So, but speaking of the banjo, this is some of your most kind of lyrical and melodic banjo playing as opposed to the breakdowns and stuff.
Absolutely.
So was that also part of this, was to kind of get out of the...
Yes, I've been searching my whole life, really, for the sound I've had in my head. And I've just been able to land on it really in the last couple of years.
And Edie, Steve says, you know, he would write these tunes and then send them off to you. He's speaking literally, right? You guys are on different coasts, and so he would actually send you what, email files and
I found "Love Has Come For You." Oh well, the tune for that early one morning before anybody else was awake, and so I just sat in the kitchen with my dogs, and that's when that song was born, really early in the morning. And then Asheville, the tune for Asheville was sent. One evening when I was cooking, I went to check my email. Anyway, it was dinner time. I needed to cook, but I went to look. And I got this gift of a tune. So I set my computer on the countertop and let it play over and over. as I was cooking, and I just started singing to it, and Asheville came out through the course of that dinner.
Mm-hmm. We heard a little bit of that at the top of the segment. So how did this bi-coastal arrangement first happen?
We were actually in New York at the same time, and mm-hmm. we were at a party, and I complimented him on his music and said if he ever wanted to write a song together, I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did this horrible thing that people never do. We followed through.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, that can't have been the first time, Steve, yeah. someone said, hey, I mean, we should write a song
That should never be done
together.
In show business, but we did it, actually.
Speaking of this kind of timeless quality, though, you wrote a couple of songs, a couple of lyrics, Edie, that kind of allude to folk music, American folk tropes, even British kind of, you know, recurring folk tropes. There's King of Boys, there's Sarah Jane and the Iron Mountain Baby. Were you kind of thinking in those terms, maybe getting a step away from bluegrass or the things that you've done with New Bohemians, et cetera, in the past?
No, I wasn't. There wasn't a conscious effort to move away from anything. I was trying to move closer to what the banjo tunes were offering. And Sarah Jane and the Iron Mountain Baby came when I heard myself singing woo woo, and I thought, that sounds like a train. I need to find mm-hmm. a beautiful name. But I wanted a real train. I didn't want to make up a train. So I Googled Southern train names, and the very first one that appealed to me was the Iron Mountain. And if you look, so I clicked on Iron Mountain, and there's this story about the Iron Mountain Baby. Hmm. And so I said, whoa, this woman's name was Sarah Jane. I said, I can't believe that her name rhymes with train. This is it.
I mean, it's one of those songs. It has a very old kind of Americana sound to it, and yet here it is. It's a brand new tune.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad.
That's one of the great things about the record, which is called Love Has Come For You by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, who are here with the Steep Canyon Rangers. Steve, have these songs changed yet again since you and Edie wrote them with the addition of the Rangers?
Huh? I'm not sure what you mean. We're trying to play them as closely to the record that we can. The record was produced by Peter Asher,
right?
Who's a great, great record producer and
musician himself,
and musician, a member of Peter and Gordon.
Peter and Gordon,
for
right.
people who are my age and younger, and he really, you know, it's a difficult thing to cap to create this sound because. You're dealing with a banjo, and
insert banjo joke
it,
here.
You know, blend with strings, and you know a very different sound that the banjo I've always believed can do,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a particularly a new sound because I know it's been done before, but it hasn't been ever presented wide.
Yeah.
This kind of blend.
So you kind of maybe had this sound in your mind's ear as you guys were
well,
doing
I always
record.
Have, but Peter was able to actually do it.
All right.
And he also presented some new elements to it that I didn't think were going to work so well, but they did. There were percussion, for
mm-hmm.
one thing, which is a no-no in bluegrass. And he took it beyond that and added some, I don't know, it's stuff that's beyond me, I don't know. It's some kind of magic they do, I don't know.
Stuff that plugs in.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. There is some subtle electric and electronic sound
yes, it's
on,
very,
on the record.
It is very subtle,
yeah.
actually. But mostly it is an acoustic, I'd say it's 100% acoustic record, mm-hmm. except, of course, for my banjo playing, which is created out of synthetic electronic lips.
Steve Martin, Edie Brickell, and the Steep Canyon Rangers are here with us on Soundcheck today. They will be playing Town Hall here in New York on Tuesday, June 25th. But playing for us today, you want to do another song for us?
Sure.
Love to.
All right, this one's called Remember Me This Way. Mm-hmm. And once again, this is, as you listen to the lyrics, another one of those songs that's kind of hard to place in time. But you will find it on the forthcoming record from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, called Love Has Come For You.
Painter, would you paint my portrait?
closing town. Make me look like I'm somebody. Make me a little younger than I am now. Will you please remember me? Remember me this way. Will you please remember me? I want to be remembered this way. Paint me with a happy family, kids and dogs and babies all around. Paint us on the bank of a river, put horses and a house in the background.
Remember Me This Way is the name of the song. It comes from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell from their collaborative record Love Has Come For You, but that was a live performance here in the studio. Edie, Steve has to take care of some banjo stuff for a moment, so while he's doing that, let me just add, that's a very poignant kind of lyric that you wrote for that song. This was a response to the melody?
Yeah, the music just moved me. Every tune that Steve sent to me had a very big emotional impact on me, and I could just see images and feel emotion and just let it flow.
Mm-hmm. All right, checking some of the questions coming in on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to hold this one for Steve later because it's sort of addressed to him, but here's a smart alecky one. What does Paul Simon think of his wife and his friend being out on tour together?
Well, we haven't been out on tour, so I don't know yet.
Mm.
But he's excited by this project. He actually really loves the record.
Mm-hmm.
He just heard it about... for the first time, about a month ago when we got the promo copies.
Really?
Yeah.
So he wasn't privy to any of this email correspondence or any of that?
No, he knew what I was doing.
Right, right.
But he didn't hear anything. He's got his own schedule, which is packed.
I would never
tap on his shoulder or even my kids to say, check out what I'm doing, ever. But when we got the copy, he listened and he thought it was beautiful. He thought Steve's playing's gorgeous.
Yeah. So if you're not going to tap on his shoulder or the kids, who's your sounding board?
Steve was my sounding board. I'd send it back to him, and I would be thrilled because I'm embarrassed to send it to anybody and say, listen, you do it till you get it right. Well, I do it till I get it right for me, and cross my fingers when I send it back that he'll like it.
All right.
I don't care what Paul thinks as long as he pays for dinner.
I'm going to assume, Steve, that that means you're okay now with the other banjo. And
yes, I'm completely fine. I had to change banjos and I wanted to get it in tune.
That's okay.
It's a professional thing that probably you would never understand. Yeah, it's too complicated.
We actually kind of prefer our musicians to be in tune when they play live for us on the radio. So thank you for that. Should we hear another song? This one is Siamese Cat, which, again, appears on the record as well, but we're hearing a live performance with the Steep Canyon Rangers here in the Soundcheck studio from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell.
1, 2, 3.
I like your Siamese cat. I like your cowboy hat. But I don't like your daughter. She's just so spoiled and mean. A regular teenage queen.
Was that at the end of that song?
That was Nikki Sanders, our fiddler, doing a cat purring.
I was going to say it sounded like a horse neighing, but okay, cat purr. You're in the animal kingdom.
Well, then you failed miserably, Nikki. It sounded like a horse neigh.
Steve Martin playing banjo, Edie Brickell singing, the Steep Canyon Rangers performing the song Siamese Cat. Steve, you were talking before about being surprised when Edie's lyrics would come back to you. I know the first time I heard that song, I heard that line, "But I don't like your daughter." I was like, "What did she just say?"
Oh, I was so surprised. But I was surprised when the first lyric came back, and he said, "When you get to Asheville, send me an email." And I thought, "Oh, we're off on a contemporary adventure, mm-hmm. and we're not faking old songs."
All right, let me go back to some of the questions coming in on Twitter and Facebook for Steve and Edie. Oh, my God, I just realized.
I know, it's Steve and Edie.
Steve and Edie.
Yes.
Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet. Come on. Is that why you did this?
No.
Is that why? To be
but
a latter-day
I love Steve and Edie.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're both showing our age. Mm-hmm. Pop vocal duo, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet from the 1970s. Different Steve and Edie, but here's a question from Antonio from Mexico City. And Steve, this is addressed to you. How different is it?
No, I have not received the drugs yet. Oh, I have.
How different is it to write music than to write comedy or prose?
It's identical. No, it's completely two different. Well, let's obviously it's three different things. Mm-hmm. But what are the similarities? I would say in all three of those enterprises, you are writing phrases and sentences that must be concise, and they have beginnings, middles, and ends, and paragraphs. I think that's what I have to say about it. There's a certain rhythm to all of that, especially comedy, and I feel that way in prose too. You can almost feel the rhythm of the sentence. You can feel interior rhythms of the sentence. You can feel the rhythm of the paragraph, and if you're lucky, you can feel the rhythm of the whole book that you're working on. And I think in some way, I feel this way about this record, that whether we intended it to or not, the entire album has a rhythm, an organicness to it that might be just from the, you know, the way we were working somehow, or the souls involved, I guess.
Yeah. Edie, does that work for you? The idea of the rhythm of the words, the rhythm of the line, and how it builds into paragraphs and stuff, or maybe verses and choruses in this case?
Yeah, I'm always aware of the rhythm and how a certain vowel sound will create a rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the power?
Gee, her answer was so much shorter than mine.
It had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it was concise. It was exactly what you were saying.
Too bad we're live. You could have edited that line down, but anyway.
Now, the Powerhouse Theater recently announced its coming season, and they're doing a concert reading of a new musical that you guys have co-written called Bright Star.
You know, the Powerhouse Theater does that. They announce things, and then suddenly we have to come up with a musical.
So is there anything you can share with us at this early stage?
Well, we were talking after we wrote this album that we've always wanted to do a musical. I had attempted one just privately, and I didn't like what came out. But suddenly, now I had this little gold mine sitting over here, lyrical gold mine, and we had an idea for a story, and we've been working on it, but it's way too soon. You know, musicals take weeks to develop.
Of course.
They take years. and we're just going to do a little reading of it. We have a great director. I don't even know if I'm allowed to what I'm allowed to talk about or not, just because of contractual things. But we have a great director involved, and we're very excited. We've written another at least 14 songs for that, and we're very high on it. But you know, if you talk about these things, they always just go bad. You know.
All right. Well, will any of these songs? Are any of these songs
likely?
Yes,
a couple of these songs are involved in the musical.
And Peter Asher's helping us out.
Yes,
too. So it's
as he did today, helping us out in behind the control board there in the control room. So thank you, Peter Asher, who produced the record. Love Has Come for You. It's the new one from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, who, along with the Steep Canyon Rangers, will play Town Hall here in New York on Tuesday, June 25th. They've been playing for us here in the studio on Soundcheck today. And guys, thank you all. It's great to see you all again.
Thank you very much.
It's been a lot of fun.
And where do we get paid? Where does the...
We have interns to take care of.
Thank you.
One day the preacher come to our door, said, something sure smells good. Papa said, yes, and there's room for